Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 18 en Malahleni 20, Pretoria, Rustenburg in 22 graden.
Bedford View N3 southbound, very heavy traffic because of a stationary truck at Van Buren Road. And in Sandton, it's roadworks, Pretoria Avenue, road closed between Catherine Street and Rivonia Road.
Die ANC en die DA het die onderteken van 'n raamwerk ooreenkoms aangekondig om 'n regering van nasionale eenheid te vorm wat ook die EFF sal insluit. Die ANC se sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula en die voorsitter van die DA se federale raad, Helen Zille, het die ooreenkoms onderteken. Hierdie verwikkeling was tydens 'n onderbreking in die eerste sitting van die nasionale vergadering in die Kaapstad se internasionale konvensiesentrum. Die ooreenkoms sal beteken Cyril Ramaphosa word herkies as president.
The Government of National Unity's presidential candidate will come from the largest party inside the grouping, being President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Dit dan die alleer John Steenhuisen. Hy voeg by dat vandag 'n historiese oomblik is vir Suid-Afrika.
It is my privilege to report to you that after 2 weeks of thorough negotiations that only concluded after today's sitting of Parliament had already started, the DA has reached agreement on the statement of intent for the formation of a government of national unity.
Nou die spoed waarteen die voorgestelde regering van nasionale eenheid tussen die ANC, die DA en die EFF voorgestel is, sal ware toewyding vereis van die ANC se alliansie vennote. Dis die mening van die politieke ontleder Daniel Silk.
It's going to take substantial compromise from the various political parties on policy. It's also going to take deft management, particularly within the ANC, from the various different factions within that party, many of them still reluctant to work side by side with the DA.
In Gauteng is die inswering van die lede van die wetgewer amptelik afgehandel. Dit maak plek vir die volgende item op die program, die verkiesing van 'n nuwe speaker. Ms. Chaba Sefularo berig.
All 80 members of the Gauteng legislature have been sworn in. This includes the EFF's Naledi Chirwa, who's been redeployed by her party from the National Assembly. Parties entering into coalition deals in the province have been mum on who will occupy key roles in the legislature. However, news of a deal between the ANC and DA at national level is now expected to trickle down to the province, with the ANC's premier candidate, Banyaza Lisufi, widely expected to remain in the role. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
En ander nuus, uitleweringsverrigtinge in die Demandi broers wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hulle deel was van 'n komplot om die kletsrymer Kenan AKA Forbes en sy voormalige bestuurder Tabelo Tips Motswane te vermoor, is tot Julie uitgestel. Siyabonga en Melusi Demandi het vandag vlugtig in 'n Eswatini hof verskyn. Hulle is in maatregtenis geneem en staan tereg op aanklagte van onder meer moord en poging tot moord. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. En Nomsa Kommer uitgespreek oor die dreigende afleggings van meer as 700 werknemers by Mercedes-Benz. Volgens die maatskappy is logistieke uitdagings wat veroorsaak is deur Transnet se agterstand by die land se hawens en verhoogde energiekoste van die redes vir die besluit, noem sy woordvoerder Pakamile Hlubi Majola.
Noemsa is deeply concerned about workers and their families who will be affected if the company goes through with the contemplated retrenchment. Noomsa will wait for the CCMA to issue dates for the first meeting.
Ek is Chanel September, meer nie som 3 uur.
Now, where are you going? You're our expert. You're keeping us in the loop. She's ready to hit the lunch table now. Hold on, hold on. So, it looks like ANC-DA have agreed on Cyril Ramaphosa being remaining as the state president. Speaker of Parliament, we've still got to wait for the results of the voting before the bell sounds. It's an EFF candidate versus an ANC candidate. So, I reckon it's a no-brainer, but hey.
So those voting processes will take place next.
Yeah.
For President, Deputy Speaker and Speaker.
Okie dokie. Pieter de Vos, the constitutional law expert, he says the most surprising aspect of the framework agreement said to have been reached between the ANC, the DA, the IFP, etc., means that cabinet